Ready for some learning?
I don't know.
It's been nearly 50 years since Apollo 11 landed on the moon. Neil Armstrong.
Yes.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Right.
But for some reason, you don't hear nearly as much about going to the bathroom in space.
Okay, yeah, we just kind of like didn't think about that part.
No, didn't. And now we're dealing with about 96 bags of moon poop. On the surface of the moon.
Why all of a sudden now are we concerned about it? Why?
This right here is the Apollo 16 command module. And I'm going to tell you how they pooped in space.
Oh, my God.
Get ready to learn. Get ready to learn.
Listen, typically my mind goes to these kinds of logistics and you shut me down.
I did.
Why? I don't want to
This is a fecal collection assembly.
Fecal collection assembly.
Assembly.
We are learning together.
Plastic bag that the astronauts would tape to their butt.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. Space
really,
astronauts!
It's as simple as that. That's really what they did.
Well?
All right, so number two, in a cramped, sealed command module with two other guys.
Okay.
Sounds like fun.
No, it doesn't.
No, it actually
awkward.
Doesn't. It sounds really,
really
awkward.
Awkward,
for
yeah.
sure.
Well, the lunar module's ascent stage only has enough fuel to carry a few hundred pounds of extra weight.
Okay, so now you're...
It's a weight thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're wondering, well, why are there 96 bags of human moon poop up on the surface of the moon?
You can't carry it around in the module.
This is why.
Okay.
If I had the option of taking my poop and put it in this bag.
Okay. He's speaking in languages I can understand.
It's layman's terms, yes.
Would I rather bring this back in the ascent stage or a moon rock?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you had a choice of a moon rock or some sort of geographical like memento from your trip to the moon, wouldn't you rather take that?
Is it like a trade-off situation? Is that what they're saying?
At least it was to the Apollo astronauts. In jettison bags like this one, the astronauts left a lot of stuff on the moon.
All right, so let's go over some of the stuff that the astronauts have left behind on the surface of the moon.
All right.
Drills and batteries and food containers and towels and cameras and moon boots and... There it is. Poop.
Wow!
There
they took all that stuff out on the surface and just left it there.
They're littering on the moon.
Sure did.
They are.
There are no two ways about it. When the astronauts headed home to Earth, they left their poop on the moon.
Well,
there you
go. They figured it's not really going to bother anybody.
Yeah, so now we're just deciding, what do we do with all this moon poop?
Are they going back to get it?
Well, see, what they're trying to figure out is, did anything survive? Because, you
know... What do you mean, survive?
Well, there's bacteria.
Are you...
Yes.
...kidding me right
now?
No.
Wait a minute. If there's no... Doesn't it float because there isn't really gravity?
I don't know. Kat, you're asking way too many questions. Quit asking so many questions.
I thought the poop would just fly away.
Well, apparently the trash bags that they leave on the moon are, I guess, weighted down enough that they can sit on the surface of the moon.
Because they put some moon rocks in there?
I guess
down?
So. Okay. Well, special moon rocks.
All right.
Special organic moon rocks.
So wait, so now all of a sudden they're worried about, like, we can't leave it up there?
Well, after
we got to go get it?
After 50 years since Apollo 11 landed on the moon, now we're wondering, is there anything still alive in the bags?
Does that matter? It's not like we're going to go pitch
because
some tents on the moon and go live there.
They're saying around 50% of it is made up of a bacteria, so a single piece could have its own ecosystem.
That's great. Leave the ecosystem on the moon. We don't need the poo ecosystems back here.
Friends, we've learned. We've learned hand in hand together here this morning. We are committed to teaching people and learning together.
I want to go back in time to where I didn't think about the astronauts pooping and what they did with that. I want to go back in time. I was just happy that they just landed on the moon. That was neat.
Why would you want to take the learning away from me?
I do want to take the learning away.
Texas Ryan texts in and says, I've learned a lot from this show, LOL.
And he's a new listener.
I'll tell you what, proof is there.